Welcome to the fourth quality of becoming an intentional creator, discipline and structure. We call this segment of the program Finding Good in Other People's Ideas. I want you to imagine you're having a discussion with a spouse or a companion, a business partner, a coworker, or a direct report, just select one. This person is sharing how they're going to approach an important decision or task. If handled incorrectly, the result could negatively impact your finances or your budget or your reputation, your standing in the community or a promotion, etc. Your thought processes think their approach is wrong, and you can easily see all the flaws in their ideas. Now add to this the seriousness of the occasion. What might your thoughts suggest or insist that you say or do? Have you ever tried to correct, fix, or convince a person in a situation like this? If yes, what was the result? Do you ever get angry when others don't agree with your ideas? Have you ever wondered how someone could be so wrong and still fight so vehemently for what was obviously a bad idea? Have you ever felt hurt when others won't listen to your ideas? What can we do when we're faced with such dilemmas? It is time to discover how to take down walls of resistance in moments like these so that an honest and productive discussion can occur. When we need to be right, we crush people and destroy relationships. People are clearly more valuable than any task or assignment, yet these things are important too and need to get done and in a timely manner. We want people to be invested in our vision. We want them to feel a sense of ownership and be engaged. Well, here's an idea for accomplishing this feat. We know that 95% of the population cannot separate their ideas from their self-worth. When self-worth is directly tied to ideas, finding good in a person's idea is tantamount to finding good in that person. Everybody got that? When their self-worth is directly tied to an idea, finding good in that person's idea is the same as finding good in that person. Now, finding good in an idea is an advanced form of intrinsic validation, stepping into someone's world. Once validated, walls come down, and we become the beneficiary of a person's huge reserve of cooperation and productivity. Now we have two choices. We can either choose to be right, control and crush, or we can choose to be rich. Next time you have an idea that you feel strongly about and someone has an opposing idea, especially if you can see all the flaws in their idea, consider trying the following. Step number one. Step back and consciously separate yourself from these sabotaging thought processes. Two, see the person involved as a living, breathing human being versus someone to execute a task. Three, and this is the hardest, look for the good in the person's idea, even if you have to dig a little. Now, be prepared. Your unbalanced thought processes may be screaming, "Don't do it! They'll think you agree with them and you won't get your way!" It's okay. Let them scream. Finding good in a person's idea can be like trying to find a ripe avocado in an avocado tree. And you walk into the tree and then search and search and search. Finally, one appears. Then almost instantly, you will see hundreds of them. It just takes focus and concentration and a determination to actually find one. So it is with finding good in someone's idea. Once we let go of resistance, we're often surprised how much good there is in another person's idea. Remember the dualistic all, nothing, win, lose? It's hanging on. Once we let go of that, oh, we can find so much good. It can be hard to look. It can also be hard to accept the possibility that there is good. But when we find it, we rise to another plateau in our ability to connect with people. The real miracle comes when we discover how freeing it is to let go of the need to be right. Now that you've identified good in their idea, it's time to verbalize it. Tell them, what I like best about your idea is, and then share the specifics. This comment can release tension in a room, validate another person's ideas, create a safe place for sharing of ideas. It'll bring down walls of resistance and create compromise to solve difficult challenges. We are first and foremost connecting with people. If they were robots, the whole discussion would be different, but they're not. And in truth, we would not want them to be, except when we're bullheaded and want to get our own way. Be very careful. Some can become addicted to conflict. In the end, people who are addicted to conflict are generally left alone and very lonely. Now, this exercise can be adopted for group settings, ideally team meetings and management meetings and family meetings. Here's how it would work. Select one agenda item for the next meeting. Consider selecting an item for which you hold a strong opinion about what should be done or how it should be done. 2, you're in the meeting. Ask each member of the group, one at a time, to share his or her ideas about the best way to address or solve this challenge. John, this is our challenge. How would you approach this? Now, after each member shares, ask the other members of your group to respond one at a time by saying, what I like best about your idea is, and then sharing. And you should always go last. Now, record these responses. If you're in a room where you can do it on a whiteboard or a flip chart or a yellow pad of paper, write down the good ideas. Now, after all the members of the group have shared and everyone has responded, including you, because you're going to share your ideas. It'll be very interesting when this happens because you get ready to share and it's like, wow, I thought I had good ideas, but these could actually be better ideas. But you share your ideas and then each person in the group tells you what they like best about your ideas too. Now, with all that done, we step back and with your team, create a workable plan for addressing or solving the agenda item. After this kind of a meeting, it's a good idea to do a little processing and discover what came to the surface that otherwise might not have. How much more ownership and cooperation and productivity might you receive if you did this more frequently? How close did the final solution come to your original idea? Yes, it does take a few more minutes to conduct a meeting using this format. However, you should expect two things. One, your team will most likely respond that this has been one of the best meetings they've ever attended. And two, you will most likely spend considerably less time pushing the rope, you know, managing the efforts, because they have ownership in the plan. This just might be worth the time. Guaranteed it'll be more fun.